This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At night, two of the latest Democratic debates held in Detroit.
He went right around the question. Mr. Vice President, you want to be President of the United States. You need to be able to answer the tough questions. I guarantee you, if you're debating Donald Trump, he's not going to let you off the hook.
That's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to former VP Joe Biden as Biden was repeatedly targeted by many of the others on the stage. Here, he responds to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand after she challenged his record on women's rights.
I came up with the It's On Us proposal to see to it that women were treated more decently on college campuses. You came to Syracuse University with me and said it was wonderful. I'm passionate about the concern making sure women are treated equally. I don't know what's happened except that you're now running for president.
So I understand, Mr. Vice President.
The on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival has now officially been canceled, and this is USA Radio News.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Adela Gas Truck. Find Shell Road Oil to be your truck and SUV. Just for Adela Gas Trucks is Shell Road. This cupcake's oil corner store for on cruising to the hot top down. This is not oil. The country halfway across tailgate party. World's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud. Mountains and the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid. Ocean camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. This Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Road.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. officials say they have reports that Osama bin Laden's son Hamza bin Laden is dead, though they haven't said where or when he died. He was thought to be the possible successor to lead al-Qaeda after his father was killed in a 2011 U.S. Navy SEAL raid in Pakistan. Another Trump nominee confirmed by the U.S. Senate is Kelly Craft will become the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
She fills a role left vacant since Nikki Haley's resignation in December. The chamber voted 56-34 in favor of Craft, who was the U.S. ambassador to Canada since October 2017. Craft, a Kentucky native, and her husband, billionaire coal mining executive Joe Craft, have been big Republican donors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
They're working on a new collective bargaining agreement, but Major League Soccer players are warning that there could be a strike next season. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Florida and Texas now have the dubious distinction of being the states with the most pediatric vehicular heatstroke deaths in the United States this year. This after a two-year-old was found dead in a van parked outside of a South Florida daycare center on Monday. Police say the little boy was in the vehicle all day. While temperatures outside were in the low 90s, his death is the 24th of its kind in the country so far this year. Capital One is being sued in federal court over that recent data breach. Morgan and Morgan saying they're extremely concerned that the hacker put the information on the dark web. The breach was announced a few days ago, with Capital One saying about 140,000 Social Security numbers were compromised, as were about 80,000 linked bank accounts. A Seattle woman's in custody as the alleged hacker. No big winners in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot, which had been set at $88 million, will now rise to at least $102 million for Saturday's next shot. That would put the cash value at $66.5 million. And a 79-year-old Ohio woman gets a second chance after being given a jail sentence for feeding stray cats. Nancy Segula was given 10 days in jail for breaking a local ordinance, but a judge is now ordering that she get another day in court to hear all sides of the story. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Last seen, Joe Biden was out in the corner looking up his Urban Dictionary, trying to figure out, you know, what the heck did Cory Booker mean? I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't even know the flavor. What does that mean, Bill Federer? It is driving the poor man nuts. He may need some help to understand what's going on here and what Booker tried to tell him.
Right. It is definitely the one website calls it a clown show. But I do think that the left is getting further to the left, and that's going to alienate more of Americans.
Well, after round two, that's exactly it. It was... you know, the liberals versus the moderates, and, you know, it's just out of control. I mean, David Axelrod pretty much resigned himself as far as Biden is concerned, saying, well, this is the best he can do. I mean, you watch that and you go, how can this guy, in a supposed one head-on match with Donald Trump, win by, you know, the percentage points they're talking about, anywhere from, you know, 7 to 13 points?
Yeah, there's some emails that go around saying that if none of the Democrats are electable at the last minute, they'll try to slip in somebody else who won't be tarnished with all the negative primary.
Well, some are saying bring on Michelle Obama.
Yeah. And I don't think she would beat Trump. I think when the spotlight of the media would focus on her, they would see a lot of things that are not positive.
Well, the Obama franchise last night took repeated hits. So how does he come back and redeem that? I mean, he seemed to be a big target. His policies that they were going after. I mean, and we're only 3 years out here, Bill. It's kind of amazing how quick they've turned on him.
Right. And I do think that my prayers, obviously, are that Trump does get another term. But the question is, what happens after that?
Well, that's my question, too. I'm right with you.
It's a billionaire's race.
Right.
I mean, you literally need to be a billionaire to run. Are there any other, you know, conservative billionaires in the wings with enough backbone to stand up to the media?
Exactly. And, the thing is, you need to really consider what was it that got Trump elected. And his also, his sense of independence, not relying on the K Street influence, the money influencers, and that sort of thing. There goes your argument about billionaires, and I agree with you. But that's been our same question here, too, is that after Trump, who?
Right.
You know, who's going to be as independent as he is?
Phyllis Schlafly was a friend of mine. And
yes.
She said she came out early in support of Trump because he was not owned by the kingmakers.
Yes.
You think, what's that? Well, the financial interests the globalists. There's pictures of John McCain having, you know, tea with, or whatever, with George Soros, and Hillary Clinton with George Soros. In other words, there's a limited pool of billionaires to hit up, and they're betting on every horse in the race, so they'll give to everybody, but whoever wins owes them.
Exactly.
But Trump didn't have to do that.
Right.
But,
well, and as you say, not only money people, but also the influencers. I mean, Joe Biden afterwards was said that he was up there, you know, rubbing shoulders with Al Sharpton. And interestingly enough, in the debate, nothing said about Baltimore, as fresh as that was and is. That wasn't even brought up, other than Trump being, you know, accused of being a racist, which, you know, if we're doing an opinion show, you know, have at it. But here you are supposedly reporting, and you're putting things out there, even from the candidate's standpoint. I mean, I find that to be disgusting and unhinged that you have presidential candidates claiming the president is racist, and you're screaming at the TV. Based on what?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because there's a history of racial politics in America that I don't think the average person knows. And, you know, originally the Democrat Party was the party of the South, excuse me, and they were in favor of slavery. You had the Northern Party was the Whigs, W-H-I-G-S, and that was the traditional name for those that stood against the King of England. And they turned into a big tent party. They dissolved. You had a Know-Nothing Party. You had a Free Soil Party. But finally, you had the Republican Party, which would not have won had not the Democrats imploded at their 1860 convention. And they split into three parties, the Democrats and the Southern Democrats and some other kind of party. And so Lincoln actually got in with only 39% of the vote.
Anyway, it sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. So Lincoln Republican freed the slaves. A little background, the Democrats had passed the Fugitive Slave Law, which said if slaves escaped to the North, the people in the North had to help catch them. And if you didn't snitch on your neighbor, you committed a federal crime and they would arrest you. And so you had a lot of Northern Republican cities that were in disobedience, not following these Democrat policies. And then in 1857, Dred Scott, he was a slave. He had gone with his master to Wisconsin, which was a free state. He could have just walked away, but he didn't. Came back to Missouri. And so some friends suggest he sue for his freedom. He did, and a Democrat-supported Supreme Court. Roger Taney was appointed by Andrew Jackson, who was considered the founder of the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. So Roger Taney decided that Dred Scott was property. And he writes this in his decision. Again, Democrat-appointed Roger Taney, Supreme Court Justice. He says that slaves were so far inferior that the Negro might justly and lawfully be reduced to slavery for their own benefit.
Oh, wow.
What a racist decision, this Democrat-appointed justice. Mm-hmm. So Lincoln didn't go along. Lincoln said, we think the Dred Scott decision is erroneous. We know the court that made it has often overruled its own decisions. So we shall do what we can to overrule this. So he was not in favor of stare decisis, where you're supposed to honor a precedent. He's like,
exactly.
No, this was bad. And so, and he cites, cases where Supreme Court made decisions and they were later overturned. So Lincoln issues the Emancipation Proclamation, and in his inaugural address, he says, if the policy of government on vital questions is fixed the decision the Supreme Court makes them, the people will have ceased to be their own rulers. So it's like, we don't have to obey the Supreme Court. We're our own rulers, not a group of people. So Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation was sort of a stretch. The South was declared a war zone, and as commander-in-chief, he issued this proclamation. But Congress said this is an overreach, and so he pushes through the 13th Amendment to outlaw slavery by the amendment process. Mm-hmm. Southern Democrats didn't go along. They passed black codes, which meant that the freed slaves had to be apprenticed to employers. And then then there were the Jim Crow laws.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I hear the music in the background.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds. I'll tell you what, let's put a pause on it. We're going to bookmark it, and we're going to come back to this point as we remember some important history, because you wonder how we got here. Well, in order to understand where we got here, you got to look back and see, look at the genesis of it all. And Bill Federer is here to help us do that. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, I will direct you to BillMartinezLive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Federer continues with us. He is the founder, proprietor, and, you know, the talent behind American Minute. Real quick, Bill, tell everybody. I got to tell you, I really appreciate all the great work you do and every day in presenting the American Minute radio feature. Explain to our audience how they can tune into it.
Well, thank you. My website is AmericanMinute.com, and I send out a daily history email called American Minute, which basically gives, I tell people, history is not prophetic, but it is predictive. Mm-hmm. Past behavior is the best indicator of future performance. So you get a trajectory of where things are headed by looking at where they've been. Mm-hmm. Winston Churchill said, the further back you look, the further forward you're likely to see. But there's some of the American Minutes I've done recently on race politics and the history of this. And I just think it's so important that we know this, that the Republican Party has always been the party of the African American. Mm-hmm. Republican Party has always been the party of blacks. Republican Party has always stood up for civil rights. The Democrats in the Deep South were passing laws to take away guns from blacks. That's right. Mississippi, 1865. The law said, no free man, Negro, or mulatto shall carry or keep a firearm or ammunition. Mm-hmm. This was the Democrats wanting to disarm blacks. You had the Republicans denouncing this, and Republican Thaddeus Stevens introduced legislation to give freed slaves 40 acres and a mule, but the Democrats opposed it. Then the Republicans wanted to allow citizenship for freed slaves. The Democrats opposed it. Democrats finally pushed, where they were fighting the 14th Amendment, Republicans finally pushed it through. 100% of the Democrats voted against the 14th Amendment, which was to give rights to freed slaves. In the Deep South, they freed them, but they didn't give them any states' rights.
Right.
And so they couldn't defend themselves in court. They had no legal standing. A Republican finally pushes through the 15th Amendment to give the freed slaves the right to vote, because the Democrats were saying, okay, if we have to let you vote, we're going to pass these rules, so you got to read, you got to own property, you got to so forth. There's a bunch of 24 of the original black congressmen were Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in until Rutherford B. Hayes ended Reconstruction. That meant pulling the federal troops out from the South, and that's when the vigilante groups got started.
And I want to unwrap Reconstruction a little bit, Bill, if we can, because I mean this history that you're recounting here, and as you're doing this, I'm sure some people are saying, "What happened?" You know, here the Republican Party has been supporting blacks from day one. It's been the Democrats that have come against it. What shift in the universe took place for blacks to suddenly vote Democrat?
Right. It was Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
So prior to Lyndon Johnson, you had Teddy Roosevelt, Republican, had the first black man in the White House for dinner, Booker T. Washington. Democrats were furious. There was lynchings. About 4,000 to 5,000 documented lynchings, and 1,000 of those were white Republicans that were lynched who were down in the South registering the freed blacks to vote.
Mm.
And so there were the anti-lynching laws. Anyway, long story short, advent of television, and now you have images of the Democrats hosing blacks down on the streets and sicking dogs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And this was boding bad for the Democrat Party, these visuals. And so Republicans were pushing through another civil rights bill for blacks, and the Democrats filibustered it for 71 days. Imagine a filibuster for 71 days. Finally, LBJ decided to do the big switch from intimidation to entitlement. Instead of hosing them down and sticking dogs on them, let's get them all to sign up for welfare. And so he called it the Great Society Welfare State. And this, he had a bunch of Democrat governors on his Air Force One, and they were like, we don't want this. And he said, no, go along with it, and we will have the, and he used the N-word.
N-word, yes.
Democrats the next 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so even Condoleezza Rice, she was on The View last year. and they were talking about taking away guns. And she goes, I'm not in favor of this, because a little girl growing up in Birmingham, there was the Democrat Bull Connor and the Birmingham police, and the KKK would ride through her neighborhood, and her dad and friends would shoot some guns in the air, and then they would turn around and leave the neighborhood. She said, but if that Democrat Bull Connor had gun registration, he would have known who owned the guns, and he would have rounded them up, and they would have come in our neighborhood.
Exactly.
And so,
right.
You had Strom Thurmond, George Wallace. These were all Democrats standing against, you know, the integration. The big switch so important. Lyndon Johnson, his Great Society welfare state, tapped into a very strong human motivation of if someone were sending you $1,000 every week from someone you didn't know, you're getting $1,000. After a few years of this, would you ask yourself, who is sending me this $1,000 every week? I'm going to go and find out who they are and vote them out of office.
Mm.
Would anybody do that? I mean, I'd even be tempted to say, let it come a little longer. I got some more bills to pay.
Exactly.
Once you get people to sign up for free money, you can count on their vote. Mm-hmm. There's a George Bernard Shaw said, a government policy to rob Peter to pay Paul can always be assured of the support of Paul.
Exactly.
So dictators would take power. Even Plato says this way back 380 BC, that the tyrant takes money away from his political opponents and funnels it to his political supporters.
Mm-hmm.
So you tax Republicans to funnel money to your entitlement dependency votes. Mm-hmm. And
right.
Then LBJ changes the immigration quota. Prior to LBJ, most immigrants came from Europe, and it was a social stigma to receive a handout. LBJ changes it to bring in more immigrants from third world countries because they had no stigma. They would take a handout, then they would get hooked on it, and they would. And so it's a way to build a Democrat voter base. And again, this goes all the way back to Julius Caesar. You know, he robbed the Roman treasury to funnel money to his supporters. He said, use money to get men, use men to get money. And so this welfare state, yes, it did build a Democrat voter base of entitlement dependency, but it also destroyed the black family. You look at it, prior to LBJ, there was a lower divorce rate among blacks than anybody else.
Exactly.
Their families survived the Reconstruction. It survived racism. It survived all these things. But when you begin to have money available if the father's not there, and so then we began to see this rise of single family households, the rise of poverty,
Bill, I can tell you case in point in California. I was in Southern California at the time after the Watts riots, and the brain trust said, look, we got to get the blacks out of Watts. We got to move them out. And where are we going to move them to? Well, there happened to be a residential area that wasn't doing well and owned by a Democratic mayor. And the mayor says, hey, look, I've got all this property here, which was basically a future, you know, kind of a slum project that was sitting there. And so they moved these blacks 50, 60 miles away from where, you know, they had neighbors, they had their churches, everything else, gave them all this, you know, great housing, supposedly. And the delinquency there in the Pomona Valley went through the roof. Divorce rates skyrocketed because they just didn't have the infrastructure, the societal infrastructure that you would normally have in a neighborhood that you grew up in, right? Along, you know, to what you're saying.
Right. The black neighborhoods were church-centered.
Yes.
And the pastor had a role of more or less pastoring the whole community. It kept the culture together. And when the welfare state came in, it did great damage to that. There is Ben Carson, and he writes in his biography how his mother worked two or three jobs because she refused to get on welfare,
right?
Because she saw that whoever gets on it never gets off. And so
exactly.
She pushed her son to study, and here he becomes a brain surgeon. And
now the head of HUD, thank God for all the great work that he's doing with President Trump right now. And, you know, the other thing, too, all this has led into Planned Parenthood coming into these black communities and just devastating black families even more so, Bill, as if enough damage has not already been done. Bill Federer on Bill Martinez Live. Bill, real quick, where can they be in contact with you?
Well, thanks. It's AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com. And I recently did one of them on Booker T. Washington.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578, 888-588-7578, or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At night, 2 of the latest Democratic debates held in Detroit.
He went right around the question. Mr. Vice President, you want to be President of the United States. You need to be able to answer the tough questions. I guarantee you, if you're debating Donald Trump, he's not going to let you off the hook.
That's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to former VP Joe Biden as Biden was repeatedly targeted by many of the others on the stage. Here, he responds to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand after she challenged his record on women's rights.
I came up with the It's On Us proposal to see to it that women were treated more decently on college campuses. You came to Syracuse University with me and said it was wonderful. I'm passionate about the concern making sure women are treated equally. I don't know what's happened except that you're now running for president.
So I understand, Mr. Vice President.
The on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival has now officially been canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Adela Gas Truck. Find Shell Rotel Oil to be your truck and S. Just for Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Rotel. This cupcake's oil. Corner store for I'm cruising to the hot top down. This is not oil. The country. Halfway across tailgate party. World's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud. Mountains in the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid. And camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. This Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Rotel. This.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Kind of sums it up. I think that's all we've been hearing for 4 nights with the Democrats on stage debating. And a lot of goo-goo and a lot of gaga, Megan Barth. I was saying to Bill Federer a moment ago, poor Joe Biden, he's off in the corner looking up his Urban Dictionary. Kool-Aid, and I don't know what flavor, what did he mean by that? Cory Booker kind of knocked him back on his heels. But I kind of agree with David Axelrod. I guess this is about the best they can do right now. And I just cannot add up the numbers that the statisticians are coming up with in saying that on a head-to-head bout with Donald Trump, that Joe Biden becomes the winner. I can't figure that math out.
Well, Bill, let's not forget that the day before the election, 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, everyone pegged Hillary Clinton to be our next madam president at 96% or 98%. This is what the pundits want. Mm. The pundits, of course, are Democrats, they're leftists, and they're going to promote Democrats and leftists. And so I thought one of the best parts of the debate last night was Tulsi Gabbard taking Kamala Harris to the woodshed.
Yes.
I Yeah, and thankfully so, because Kamala Harris is, you've been in California, you're from California.
Right, born and raised.
Here,
I am too.
Mm-hmm. We knew her as AG.
Right.
And she was a tyrannical AG.
Right.
She did not use the law as blind justice. She used it as a weapon.
Right. Well, she had Willie Brown in her corner, and Willie Brown was of the mindset, if you want to know Kamala Harris, just do a little reading on Willie Brown, and that should tell you everything you need to know, right? Talk about arrogance.
Right. She did not have any respect for the law, nor did she have a respect for the sanctity of marriage.
Right.
And her affair with Willie Brown was widely known and widely publicized. And that was when she was just an up-and-coming prosecutor. She wasn't AG yet. She basically was breaking glass ceilings by sleeping with a very powerful married man.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically a mirage. She is a charade. But she's black, right? So
right.
She's checking the identity boxes, and that's really all that the Democrats care about. You know, it's Pete Buttigieg is gay, so, you know, you got to elect him.
He's got that
gay,
box, yeah,
and,
right, yeah.
Yeah, check that box, and then we got Kamala Harris, you know, who's black, and she's a female, so check those two boxes. Elizabeth Warren, when she was an Indian, she was more popular. So there's no substance in these debates. If you've noticed,
yes.
Really there isn't. It's a bunch of name calling, and they're even ripping each other apart. They're not talking. They're not really heavy on the policy. They're heavy on the platitudes. They're heavy on the talking points because they can't run against a good economy, Bill. You know that.
No.
You know,
well, that's it. They didn't even bring it up. They didn't even bring up anything about the economy. You know, but let's go ahead and let's be name calling. And how can some, you know, projected candidates for president, you know, call the president of the United States a racist? That is an opinion. That is not a fact. There's no establishment of anything. There is counter evidence to that exact claim, but yet they continue to insist, including Don Lemon and other, you know, news opinionators, and I use news loosely because they're more opinionators than news reporters.
Right. And, you know, I used to set up debates 10 years ago. I don't know if you know that, but I used to set up debates at medical schools, and we would debate aspects of Obamacare as it was coming down the pike. It wasn't in law yet. So we would have a debate over free market medicine, Obamacare, et cetera. Choosing a moderator in a debate is the hardest thing you can do because you have to find somebody that is neutral.
Right.
So the progressives, what they have done is completely destroy the art of debate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching this since Megyn Kelly, even a little bit before. It's not what the question is, it's how the question is asked. And so Don Lemon, who's no moderate, who is not neutral, shouldn't even be sitting on that stage. But he basically just had the, you know, assumptive close.
Right.
Right, the leading question, you know, that Trump is a racist commented on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's all.
Well, and to your point on all this, Megan, is that with a moderator is there to call balls and strikes. And like any official of any kind of, you know, athletic event, the best officials are the ones that are not noticed. And when you have moderators where they come in and they think it's about them, as Don Lemon does, they're automatically disqualified. But it's also why this whole thing is so laborious, it's tedious, the people are fed up, and they're going, oi, we got 10 more of these to go through? You've got to be kidding me.
Right, and part of the moderator is to also, here's a good example for last night. Say what you will about Tulsi Gabbard, I don't think she's crazy, right? She comes across as the most sane. However, I did think she is crazy, and I think that she is more left than she appears to be when she basically says that Donald Trump is working with Al-Qaeda.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what the moderator's job is it, well, excuse me, can you please explain where that's coming from? And you know, that's the job. And also, you know, the job just to have people challenge that. Now, I'm sure everybody on the stage would agree with Tulsi Gabbard's statement that is unfounded and absolutely atrocious that Donald Trump is working for Al-Qaeda or with Al-Qaeda. But, again, the art of debate has been completely destroyed, and we've got people really thinking that this is how a debate's supposed to be run between the last two nights.
Well, the thing is amazing, Megan, if these operatchiks like Don Lemon and, you know, CNN and that, if they are interested, truly interested in promoting the left, then they should be the arbiters of the credibility of the left. But when they allow people to make statements like Tulsi Gabbard made that are unfounded or unsubstantiated, it really breaks down the credibility of everybody on that stage, does it not?
I can't disagree with you, because you have to have a credible debate. And when you let the debate go into, you know, these types of antics, it just takes away from the whole debate, which impacts the entire panel. But the fact is, we had 10 on the stage last night, I guess,
right.
10 on the stage before, something, I lose
right.
count.
Yeah, 10 and 10, 20 total.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Way too many people. I mean,
right.
there were people on the stage last night. I had no idea who the heck they were, you know,
right.
and I think that was a majority of Americans. Bennett? Who the heck is Bennett?
Right.
What has he done? You know,
mm-hmm.
We have Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, everybody knows him because he got $80 million and ran against Ted Cruz in Texas. But if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't know him. He's pulling at 0% in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Inslee looks awful.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just go down the list. These debates, you know, not everyone gets a trophy, even though the Democrats, that's what they believe in. But and these debates, again, are turning, there's just way too many. There's too many mm-hmm. people on that stage.
Well, you know, you bring up an excellent point here. Let's compare what happened in 2015 with the amount of people that were on the Republican stage. I mean, at least you had a better idea of who these people were. I mean, when you go head-to-head with the candidates of the GOP in 2015 versus what the Democrats are putting up right now, I don't think it's close, do you?
Oh God, no, no, and there and the debate.
And I don't know, and I could be accused of being a partisan by making that statement, but I just look at it. I'm trying to look at it objectively, you know, to your point here, and just saying, wow. I mean, you know, these people that were on the stage, I mean, they had solid credentials and background and national exposure, as opposed to
right.
you know, this current lineup of Democrats.
Yeah, if you're polling at 0% in New Hampshire, there's no, Beto O'Rourke. There's
right.
literally zero reason you should be standing there.
Well, Perez and the triple, you know, D have got to get their acts together and really call this thing down, because basically right now, the way it looks, at least four, I mean, if you want to stretch it, you could get to six. But, you know, those are, you know, that's where it's going to come out of. It's either going to come out of, it'll be either Biden, Warren, Sanders, Buttigieg, and maybe Cory Booker. And that's, I mean, you're stretching it to get to that point, I think. But that's, those are the ones you should
Kamala.
Be on the seat. Oh, did I miss her? Yes, Kamala.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, this is what it's all about here, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we have experts on this show to keep you well educated. So that, look at, as far as our contribution to the voter politic is, we don't want the low information voter. And you don't want to be a low information voter. You want to be the difference that is made to keep this republic going, because that's what it's all about in getting this country back on track. Megan Barth continues with us. She's the co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. She's also the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, Elijah Cummings got a lot of attention, and deservedly so. He was a bit insulted by President Trump calling out Baltimore for the city and the mess, really commanded by liberal policies once again, and this has been going on for decades. The president got all kinds of tweets and responses from the citizens of Baltimore saying, thank you, Mr. President, for, you know, bringing this to light, this rat-infested city, the disease that's been running rampant, the blatant ignorance and ignoring of, the condition of our city, even by black leaders like, oh, yeah, Elijah Cummings. And Elijah Cummings, the president did something rather smart. He sent Ben Carson, the secretary of HUD, down to Baltimore and said, I should maybe say up and over to Baltimore, and saying, hey, check this out. And Dr. Carson says, well, before I go, said, okay, I'm going to invite Elijah Cummings. Good idea. Take Elijah with you. Elijah's missing. Elijah says, I don't want to go with you. Well, what does that tell you?
Well, right. Elijah Cummings just a week before was happy to go tour the streets of Italy inside, limos and 5-star hotels on the taxpayer dime. But he doesn't have any time to go into his own backyard, with Ben Carson, who happens to be, he's from Michigan, but he grew up in that area. He worked at Johns Hopkins as a pediatric surgeon. Ben is very familiar with that area. And let's just point something out that the mainstream media just simply won't ask. What happened to $16 billion in 1 year?
Yes, exactly.
He was given, the District of Community of Baltimore was given $16 billion last year, and they have nothing to show for it except for Elijah Cummings and a buried and deep amount of corruption. I was looking back through the Democrat talking points because I remember them freaking out over $5.7 billion that Trump had requested for the wall. Mm-hmm. And I found all of these lefty videos and lefty tweets explaining to all their lefty friends what exactly $5.7 billion would buy. So I thought it was a good exercise to use with Elijah Cummings.
Right.
Because if $5.7 billion buys all this stuff, imagine what $16 billion
would buy. Three times as much.
Correct. $5.7 billion would pay for the construction of 200,000 new solar paneled homes. It would pay for 250 brand new high schools. $5.7 billion would pay for 350 brand new elementary schools. $5.7 billion would replace all of Flint, Michigan's water pipes 103 times. And it would also pay for 22,000 plus college students' four-year degrees if they were attending a college like LSU, which is Louisiana State University.
Right.
Correct. Which is, or LMU, excuse me, which is $68,000 a year.
Right. No.
So,
yeah.
Well, what did Elijah Cummings have for it? Did he buy $16 billion in rats? Did he buy $16 billion in dilapidated drug den homes? Did he buy $16 billion in crime since their murder rate is higher than El Salvador? We don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what some people are looking into, Megan. I don't know if you saw this, but Elijah Cummings and his wife seem to have taken a page out of Hillary Clinton's book by using their own charity as a conduit for political bribes. This is what's being reported here that the mainstream media seems to be ignoring. It's been revealed that a charity run by Cummings' wife, Maya Rockmore, accepted millions in donations from special interest groups and corporations that had business before Cummings' panel, the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, over which he is chair. And yes, it is incredibly ironic, isn't it?
Well, and she was also paying herself a six-figure salary by transferring stuff from her charity nonprofit to her LLC, and she's got quite an interesting web of charities and LLCs. And as you said, Elijah Cummings sits on the committee that much of her wife represents, and it's the quid pro quo arrangement again.
Mm-hmm.
Scandal has plagued Cummings since he's taken office. He was in arrears on his taxes. He's got two children out of wedlock with two different women, and he was falling behind in child support payments. I mean, the list goes on and on. But this $16 billion, someone needs to know where it went, because I don't see 750 brand new schools. I don't see 600,000 new homes. I don't see new water pipes and shining buildings throughout the city of Baltimore. It went somewhere, and there needs to be a forensic audit. If Ben Carson wants to lead it from HUD, great, but someone needs to do it.
No, I agree. And this is, Elijah Cummings has brought this all upon himself, but not only Elijah Cummings, but these liberal policies, because time and again, you and I, we've had this discussion many times. What is consistent in all these cities that are blighted and that have received government money have been liberal politicians. And sadly, most of them are politicians of color. Al Sharpton, I mean, come on, give me a break. You're going to send Al Sharpton into Baltimore, and I guarantee you the last time Al Sharpton went to Baltimore was when he found out there were millions of dollars of government money going to the city, and that's what seems to draw Al Sharpton into these areas. He's like a buzzard going after, that which is lying dead in the street.
Right. He's an absolute race vulture. He preys on people using fearful tactics. And for the Democrats to rush around Al Sharpton and then, of course, to rush around Elijah Cummings is simply based on their race. If a Republican congressman had just lost $16 billion, again, it would be front page news because President Trump simply requesting $5.7 billion for the wall was front page news.
Mm-hmm.
We were seeing all of these statistics from many of the leading Democrats. They were literally wringing their hands over $5.7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$16 billion in a city the size of Baltimore could have rebuilt it dozens of times. And so will we get to the bottom of it? Well, the press certainly won't.
No.
We don't have an investigative arm of the estate. So we're going to have to rely on somebody in government. I'm not really happy with the current status quo because we still have a lot of leftovers from the Obama administration, a lot of the leftovers from the Clinton administration who have embedded themselves in the bowels of the deep state of the government, of the bureaucracy, and they still have enough power to inhibit true progress. If you
Without a doubt. And then, of course, we've got the ongoing resistance that continues. Thank you very much to the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer et al. You know, you talk about the money in back taxes that was owed by Elijah Cummings, which, you know, is typical of a lie. I mean, it's amazing to me. Here they are, you know, all upset. They want to look at Donald Trump's, income tax. And you got Gavin Newsom and his latest ploy, which is not going to, it's not going to work. It's illegal, and the Supreme Court is not going to put up with that stuff. And it, you know, Gavin Newsom is what he is. I mean, you know, and he's totally exposed. But all this to say that whether it is Elijah Cummings not paying his taxes, Al Sharpton, what is it? I don't know. I've heard anywhere from
$2 million,
you know, $2 to $5 million. Okay. I mean, is that his idea of reparations? Is that he just steals from the public treasury and holds on to the money and claims it as some sort of justifiable reparation on behalf of black people that he doesn't pay his taxes? Is that what that is?
It must be, but no one's asked him that question, have they? I mean, you would think that somebody, especially when he's throwing his face in front of every camera that will have him, as well as microphone, you know, you'd think one reporter might ask him, hey, Al, did you get caught up on your taxes yet?
Yes.
But no, we're not hearing that question, and that's why it's so important for talk radio and other websites and other citizen journalists to actually do the job that the mainstream media refuses to do. It's the mainstream media's job to keep the people stupid. Let's not forget Jonathan Gruber, who told us, who was the architect of Obamacare,
exactly.
The way that they got Obamacare passed was they relied on the stupidity of the American people. Well, if the American people aren't getting the truth and they're only fed Democrat talking points, you're going to have stupid people. As I was watching Twitter last night, many of the leftists on Twitter that I watch, the George Soros organizations, the 501c3s and c4s, like Kamala simply because she's black.
Right.
They like Elizabeth Warren simply because she's a Marxist. They like Bernie Sanders simply because he's a communist. So they don't really have any substance there. They are simply just basically conspiring together to defeat Trump because they hate him. And you cannot run a campaign on things you hate.
Exactly.
You have to run a campaign on things you stand for.
Well, you said something rather important, and that is substance. There is no substance there. That's the takeaway. Again, after the fourth night of the Democratic debates, I feel like David Axelrod. You know, he says, it's probably about the best they can do. I mean, that pretty much acquiesces their point, doesn't it? I mean, because how do you come against a president who is fulfilling his promises and is delivering on behalf of the American people? And we got a new report that came out that said, you know, that 99. They said it's only taking care of the 99. The final analysis is the 99 are getting taken care of because of the Trump economy. Megan Barth, we'll leave it till then. Till next week. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day.